720, Jason and Alexis in the morning. On my Talk 107.1, everything entertainment. I'm Jace, Lex, Dawn, and Kenny. Next two segments here, we're going to be talking about what we're watching, some good recommendations, maybe give you an idea over the week, because, you know, we're not doing anything else. So, yeah.
Yeah, what's
right? Right.
Okay, Dawn, let's begin. I spun the wheel. We're going to start with you. The Crown.
Oh, I just finished season 3 of The Crown. I know I'm a little late on this. But I was worried that Olivia Colman, I was so attached to Claire Foy.
Yeah, we all were.
And Matt Smith playing Prince Philip. And I was like, oh, I just don't know if I'm going to like Olivia Colman. But she knocked it out of the park.
Yeah.
I mean, they both are equally fantastic actors. And then you have I can't remember the gentleman's name who plays the older Prince Philip, but he is fantastic.
He's great.
Oh my gosh, that episode, I don't know if you remember it, but he meets the NASA astronauts who've gone to the moon. That just, I cried. That touched me. He really embodied like what Prince Philip was going through. He wanted to be this adventurer, and he gave up his life to be the husband of the queen. And you can just see his pain. That actor is fantastic.
The scene, and I guess that really happened. Like that, he was so enamored with the NASA astronauts.
Right.
And he called for a private session, a meeting with them, and it did not go the way Prince Philip wanted it to go.
Yeah, like never meet your heroes.
Yeah.
He was just crushed by the fact that they were just kind of like average everyday guys, and really he wanted to talk to them about like life and the majesty of the mysteries of the universe. And they were like, yeah, we were, you know, trying to get back in before we had to pee again.
Yeah.
Whatever they said.
Seriously.
It was really not what he was looking
for.
Anyway, that actor is fantastic. And just overall, I loved the tone of this season. You know, she's coming into her own, but also realizing in that she, as the queen, what her place is, you know, and how
the role she plays.
The role is that you are supposed to be this steadfast, keep calm and carry on person, and you really aren't allowed to have an opinion
or emotions.
Emotions, yeah. And so she, I mean, Olivia Colman with the whole emotion thing, you know, it's like what a great actress she is to be able to pull that off by not showing emotion, but also you feel it through her eyes and just a slight smirk or smile.
We're talking The Crown on Netflix, but think about what term do I want to use here? But the juxtaposition and the irony, though, of her position. What I mean by that is she's supposed to be steadfast.
Mm-hmm.
She's supposed to be the Iron Lady, you know, or I mean, I know that's for Margaret Thatcher, but she's supposed to be steel. You know, she's supposed to. But yet she gets criticized for not showing emotion at times. So it's that dance that she has to do of like she didn't show emotion properly in the initial days of the Princess Diana death.
Yeah.
She was criticized the brilliant episode in the season 3 with the school. The school demolished by the coal residue.
That was a great episode.
One of the best hours of television I have seen in about a year or two. Would you not? I mean, just it beautifully done. Yeah, Lex, it was incredible.
You guys were inspiring me to go back. I watched through season 2.
Oh, that's right, Lex.
You will fall right in this and love it. By the way, that actor is Tobias Menzies, is the one who plays the older Prince Philip.
I like that name, Tobias.
Yes. So, you know, that with the juxtaposition of Helena Bonham Carter playing the older Prince Margaret, who you can just see how she, this polar opposites and how much she wanted to be the queen.
Yeah.
And they didn't, you know, they do a lot of flashbacks to their childhood and how painful that was for Margaret to, because they even asked, like, I want to be co-queen, basically. And they said, you will not.
No.
And you will never ask again. And you stay in your place, you know. And just all of the, I'm just so fascinated by the intricacies of how the order, it has a purpose to it when it comes to the pomp and circumstance and all of the rules that are in place. They do that to basically have the to keep their family going. There has to be mystery so that people are, there's intrigue and they're not so close to the public so they don't, you know, shove them out, essentially. So they have to keep up that pomp and circumstance. And I just think that it is.
And the toll that takes on the family. I don't mean to interrupt you.
Oh, no, right.
But you see it. And, you know, because people have this image, especially, you know, 4 months ago, the Meghan, which seems so far removed now.
Right.
But the whole Meghan and Harry upheaval. people have this image of, and we heard it from Stephanie Hansen. Remember Stephanie? Mm-hmm. We had a big on air when she goes, people want the princess. They, you know, they want, they have the dream. It's not a dream. Mm-hmm. And even though the show is very much dramatized, there's a slice of it that's true that is fascinating to me of like, you have this image that the royal family and the royal life is to be, you want to aspire.
We can never aspirational. Have aspirational. Right.
But I wouldn't want to do it for all the tea in that castle. You know what I mean?
And they have no choice. She doesn't have a choice. She wasn't given a choice. And then the relationship with her uncle who abdicated from the throne, that's interesting too in this season. And
oh, that's a great episode. Yes.
Because he married an American and wasn't supposed to, and then after 10 months said, I don't want to be king, and they hate him for that.
Well, and Prince Charles has an affinity for his uncle, and that causes a riff, and it's just, this is such a good season.
It really is. Oh, gosh, and the Josh O'Connor is the actor who plays Prince Charles. What a great actor.
Young actor.
And then they even go through his relationship and how he falls in love with Camilla Parker Bowles.
Yep.
And early on, and that is true. Yeah. They did date briefly, and the family was like, no, this is not a good one for you. And basically, they're the reason the family, you know, got her away from him.
Yep.
So it's kind of interesting that that comes back around later, and now he's with her. So it's just fantastic.
Your heart wants what it wants.
So now I'm going to start Downton Abbey.
You are not!
Yes!
You have just made me, other than Alexis looking at the wrong camera, made me so happy today.
Well, I've watched the first season a very long time ago. And I thought that it was just a one and done. I thought it was a miniseries, but I didn't realize there was a second season until much later. So I'm way behind. So I'm going to start all the way from the beginning.
You know what? I'll rewatch it with you.
Oh, sweet.
I'm going to rewatch it because that's a warm friend.
That is a show you guys need to convince me to go back to. I couldn't do it.
Really?
Yeah. She couldn't do it. She tried.
Okay.
Yeah.
I did. What two services are these on? Where do I find
these? Netflix is The Crown.
Downton Abbey.
Is it on PBS or can you get it on Hulu or
standby?
Okay.
Hey Siri, where can I watch Downton Abbey? She's gonna be worthless.
Are you talking to me, Jason?
Amazon Prime.
Oh, okay. Great.
Amazon Prime, Kenny.
Oh, yeah. Perfect. And I know there's a movie too.
And the movie's great too.
Yes. Okay, good.
Okay.
These are like drug dealers handing out free samples.
We are.
I can't get involved with
Quibi. Quibi.
It's
free for 90 days.
We're happy that we got you on Killing Eve. We accomplished a lot, right, Lex?
Yes.
That's what I was going to say. I am so engrossed. This show has compromised my integrity. I cannot get anything done with this show.
Good.
And now I'm on episode 5, season 2, and I'm finding myself where I don't dare binge the rest of them because I want to save for every day. I watched 2 or 3 of them yesterday, and it's like, oh my God, I got to stop, or, you know, I'll be done.
Yeah. And it automatically plays the next one, and then you're like, I'm only going to watch a minute.
I shut that feature off.
Me too. Yeah, you got to.
Oh, you do?
All the trailers that pop up, too, you can disable those.
Yeah.
I just love that show. I want the bad guy to be good and the good guy to be bad. This show has me all mixed up and turned around.
It's so good.
That's a new trend in writing.
Yep. So, Killing Eve, everyone, to recap, to put a bow on this part one of what we're watching. Killing Eve is available on, it's on BBC America and AMC Live right now, the new season. And you can see past episodes
on
Hulu. Yeah.
Yeah, the first two seasons. Yeah.
And then The Crown is available on Netflix and Downton Abbey on Amazon Prime. There we go. 729. More of what we're watching when we return. We have a very special guest coming up in the next segment, plus updates on the news of the hour. Just a little bit, but right now, Jason and Alexis in the morning. On My Talk 107.1, everything entertainment, everything Rubik's Cube. I'm Jace with Lex, Dawn, and Kenny. Hey, a programming note before we go back to what we're watching. Speaking of television, I just want to remind everyone, a new episode of the Jason Show at Home Edition airs today. The reason I'm mentioning it again is my dear friend Kendall is back. She's been busy helping the news crew. She's back. I got so many emails. Where is she? She's back. She's fine. She'll be in today's episode. So we're doing new episodes on Tuesdays and Thursdays. So a new episode airs today. So oh,
fine.
Yeah. 7:36. Okay. So what we're watching, let's breeze through. So we covered a lot in that last one. We covered The Crown. We covered Downton Abbey. We covered Killing Eve. I know that the three of us, and by the way, let me give a shout out. Someone's doing their morning run to us. I love that. Right now they're running.
You've got mail.
Lisa says, my morning run was so much better. Is so much better listening to Jason, Lex, Dawn, and Ken. goes, she laughs. She knows Kenny doesn't want people following him. So yeah. She goes, it's so fun listening to Jason, Lex, and Dawn, but not following Kenny. That's right.
Yeah. She goes, Thank you. I appreciate that.
Yep. Okay. We're all watching except for Kenny, which I still think we should force him to watch an episode, RuPaul's Drag Race.
Yes.
On VH1.
Yes.
Yeah. Lex, overall thoughts?
Which episode would be good? Bye, Jan.
Bye, girl.
She had been getting on my nerves. Oh, and I love that she was really motivated and she wanted it so badly. She just wasn't her night, and she won't go away. Don't worry. She'll be around if you love Jan.
Bye. Don't let the workroom door hit your ass on the way out.
Right.
Bye. I can't stand her. Her.
God, really?
Dawn, you like her?
She's a little bit. Thank you, Lex. She is a little irritating, but I feel like she's a better drag queen than a lot of the people that are sticking around.
How?
Like Widow Von Du. I'm
dare
sorry,
you.
She's from Kansas City, but come on. I mean, Jan does splits and back handsprings, and she is working it. That dance she did in that lip sync for Your Life.
I get it, but her attitude is piss poor, and her fake crocodile tear laughing. My best friend was eliminated.
Yeah,
I care more about that than the fact that I didn't win the challenge. No, girl, you don't care. You don't care about your best friend leaving. You were upset because you thought you should have won that last challenge, and you didn't I'm a theater person, so you should have won.
But isn't this a competition? It's not a popularity contest. It's about who is the best drag queen.
You're right, Dawn.
Right? I don't know about that.
You might not like her too much, but you got to admit, she's a great performer.
Yeah, when she gets her Madonna. Liking them is actually almost even more important.
Yeah, that's what reality shows are about. Yeah. So,
because we like Heidi. We love her. She's the heart of the show, right?
Oh, God, I love her.
She might not have the best makeup, but we love her.
You know why? Because she's kind. You know what I mean? I'm drawn because she just seems real. Because she ain't. You know what it is? She's not overly refined, and we can see her flaws in all of us. You know what I mean? She's that forever kid that's not in the popular group that comes in, but still whoops ers. That's who Heidi is.
Yes. Her legs, too. Boy.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Oh, right. Yeah. Okay.
Beautiful. Great. They're all, you know, you can see why they're all on the show, except for Aiden was why.
Oh, that was just a dumpster fire. Yeah. Lex, I have an announcement, though. I'm coming over to your side. This is the first episode.
Crystal Method?
Okay. This is the first episode that I have liked El DeBarge.
I love her so much.
Yes, this is the first one. Rhythm of the Night. This is the first time. Yes, I enjoyed her this week.
Talk about sweet.
She's a sweetheart.
She's the sweetest of all. Oh, my gosh.
And like a DIY queen. She makes all of her costumes and outfits, and the makeup is impeccable. And,
I will say, though, with the makeup.
And showing changes. Yep.
I want her to do a different look than the white that goes way down. She has a certain makeup look. And I want her to do
something
more
new.
Glamour every once in a while. Because
she's beautiful.
But that would be my only critique. I don't think that she'll go all the way, but I'm so proud of her because she's from my hometown and actually know her. So she's always been a nice person.
Yeah. We're not surprised by that.
Dawn knows Brad Pitt, by the way, everybody.
No, I don't. I know his brother.
Yeah, exactly. This is the first season, though, of RuPaul where Colin noticed this. All the queens that we hate actually are gone. Like, seriously.
Yeah. I'm so glad Britta went last week.
Because that New York attitude just grates on my last nerve.
And I will admit, Jan had that too.
Oh, yeah.
She did. She's from New York. Yeah.
Yeah. And I don't like jumping on the busting on New York bandwagon, but generally, but for drag queens, I can.
For these two, yeah, they're just so arrogant about being from New York.
Yeah.
The other fun thing too, and then they might be playing this up on social media. Oh, what's that?
What, Kenny?
All New Yorkers are. They're all that way.
Yeah. They all have, I mean, yeah. And they admit it. I mean, they're just like, I'm from, it's just like, okay, yeah. They just come in there because they're big fish. This is the problem, Lex, and I know you, the New York queens always come in there with this attitude. They are a big fish in a big pond. Mm. So if they, it's the whole, if I can make it there, I can make it anywhere. So they get to RuPaul's Drag Race and they think, I am the S. I am the blank in the biggest city in the world.
Right.
I have this down. I'm going to do it. Mm-hmm. No, that doesn't work like that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-mm.
It's just, nope. No. So
the other fun thing, too, I know they might be playing this up on social media, but Gigi Good and Crystal Method, they're playing up that they're dating.
Oh, really?
Wouldn't that be an amazing couple?
Wow.
I can see that.
Is the most beautiful.
She's gorgeous.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
She's talking about making costumes and outfits and does it all.
Yep.
Yes.
RuPaul's Drag Race on VH1, 7:42. We have a very special guest joining us, plus news headlines. And then at the top of the hour, Lex and I are on the same movie train. We watched the same movie. We're just in sync here. We're Justin and JC or Lance or, yeah, anyway. We're going to take a break. We'll be back after this.
If you travel, you know how to pull off a perfect getaway. You know, after you enroll with your Delta SkyMiles Platinum American Express card, you get up to $10 back monthly on U.S. rideshare purchases with select providers, like a car to the airport. You know which remote retreats have the best herbal baths and where the Wi-Fi password is rarely used. Because you're the escape artist. It's why you're a Delta SkyMiles Platinum American Express card member. If you travel, you know. Terms apply. Purchases must be on card. Visit go.amex/you know.